I don't care how much money I have. We ain't doing stay-at-home girlfriends. Stay-at-home wives, okay, we could talk. But even then, the house better be clean. The laundry better be done. Food better be on the table. Don't just act like you cleaning when I walk in. I'm gonna know the difference. But here's the thing. Even a woman who got set up like this, the resentment and bitterness is gonna come at some point. She's gonna find something to be bitter and mad about. Even if it's just, I'm aging. And I sat all day in this house when I could have been out having fun. Or even if it's, you got me sitting in this house bored all day. They're going to find something to complain about and be mad at you about. And when she decides it's time to go back to the streets, guess who's getting half of your fortune, buddy? My woman would not be having a TikTok if I was in this situation. I'm setting you up and all that. Look, don't be posting on TikTok. If you have one, just have it to look at them. You don't need to be posting. So we know what type of dude this is.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
I'm the hottest I'm ever going to be, and I'm just going to go downhill from here.
Yep, living in this wonderful patriarchal society we have, there's this idea that women peak in their teens and early 20s. After that, it's all downhill, they're never going to be as attractive or desirable again, blah, blah, blah. And it's a very destructive idea.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
It's biology. Sorry, buddy. It's a scientific fact. You can call it the P-archy, but it's just nature. I bet you won't see this guy making a video talking about how unfair it is that men aren't seen as human if they don't make a certain amount of money by women. Bet this SIMP won't do a video about that, though. Look, bro, you can take their side all you want. They don't want to F you. It don't matter how much of a male effinist you are. They don't want your stupid red beard on their face. Or in between their legs, for that matter. They wouldn't even let you do that. And they don't care about the fact that you like Star Wars. And trust me, they'll never make a video online defending you about anything. They won't be making any online viral videos advocating for you. I promise you that.
We're selling to our young women. And it's one of the biggest lies that's ever been told. First of all these guys in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and above going around saying that they're attracted to 18 and 19-year-old girls, they're losers. All the women their own age see what a loser they are, so their whole dating strategy is, I'm gonna go after these young impressionable girls who don't know what a loser I am.
Okay, let me ask you this. When the last time you seen a 35-year-old bus driver with a hot 20-year-old girlfriend? It doesn't happen. Those young women are going after the successful older men, and those successful older men are going after them. It's mutual, and it's not just because they're young and dumb. I'm tired of this narrative that 18 and 19-year-old women are young and dumb. They've been manipulating and playing the game since they were very young. A high school girl will run circles around the average 25-year-old guy when it comes to manipulation and playing that dating game and how to get what you want out of it and all that and what's the right thing to say and not say. Trust me.
And it's especially concerning when guys like Andrew Tate get up there and he's a 35-year-old man talking about how he's attracted to 18-year-olds. And he'll even say, this is how all men feel. No, they don't. You're just a pedo, dude.
You're a pedo, dude. Men will always be more attracted to young, fertile women, 18 to 25. Check every study on it and check the history books, buddy. What you're saying goes against every scientific study that's ever been done on it. What about that? Can you address that?
No.
I'm not somebody who can relate to how she feels.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, her feelings are valid. She regrets her experience in the adult industry and stuff. What is it like for you, though, when you see somebody say that?
Well, I'm always surprised when a girl does that. That's what built you up. That's what did it for you. That's what put you on the map. To sit there and now go, oh, it's bad. Oh, I wish I never did that. It's kind of hypocritical.
You know, the reason why you're in the place to make such an absurd amount of money off only every month is basically because these companies did advertising for you. And yeah, maybe you didn't make too much money off of them, but in a lot of ways, if I was one of those companies that shot with you early on, I'd be thinking like, a more accurate way to look at this would be to say that we probably deserve a percentage of the money that you're making now.
I always think it's kind of when they do that, you know, because it's like, I got what I want out of it, now them.
Mia Khalifa, all the respect in the world, but realistically, your fans ain't bringing in that much money if you didn't become the chick for a period of time.
I mean, really, that's in most women's nature. Get all that they can get while giving the least, and then after you get what you want, F them. That's what they do in marriage. I got the kid. I got the offspring. I got the alimony. I got the house. Okay, you can kick rocks, dude. They get what they want, and then they bail. They don't care about all the stuff you did for them. You gave them a kidney, yada, yada, yada. Look, I got all I can get out of you. Peace. Don't be mad at them about it. It is what it is. Okay, let's check out this dating profile. She's 30, so she's 5 years past the wall. I consider the wall 25. She's 5'4", undergraduate degree, drinks socially, never smokes. She's looking for a relationship. She has kids. Ooh, that's a rough one. Single mother, so we already got to take 2 points off. And then she passed the wall, so that's another 2 points off. Says she's conservative and Catholic. I don't know how conservative and Catholic you are if you're past the wall still looking for a man. Her interests, concerts, bars, cooking, takeout, and beaches. Okay. Bars, I don't know about the bars. We know what type of women go to bars. It's usually not super conservative Catholic girls. Okay, another pic where she's out and about. I see boats in the background. Who are you out with? I'm imagining it's probably not a date. You wouldn't ask him to take a pic. So probably your friends. Are your friends obnoxious? It seems like you go out with them a lot. Are you still going to want to go out with them a lot when we together? That's potentially a problem. But I'll let it slide. Okay, she don't got the best body in the world, but she far from the biggest girl you've seen in America. Okay, so let's go over this profile. Her main profile pic is her sitting on the toilet. This is absolutely disgusting. Maybe she think it's funny, it's witty, it's not. And it's going to turn, I would say, 100% of men off. Only the lowest of the low guys would even message you or give you any attention based on this picture alone. Her age, 27, so she's 2 years past what I consider the wall at 25. Not the worst. Age isn't the worst it could be on a dating site. As far as what she's looking for, she says she's still figuring it out. So I'm taking 2 points away for that, and I'm taking 3 points away from her main profile pic. So even if she's a 10 out of 10, which I highly doubt, that brings her down to a 5 already. So about me. Probably taller than you, definitely funnier than you, caffeine and dumb shit. So you're already comparing yourself to me in a masculine way. So I'm taking 2 points off for that, so now you're down to a 3. Being tall is not a flex as a woman. Like, she is so clueless. Definitely funnier than you. The fact that you have to say that you're funny as a woman is almost a guarantee that you're not funny. And you're probably just really annoying and you find it funny. And your annoying friends find it funny. I guarantee most men wouldn't find you funny. My favorite movie is The Wedding Singer, so you're up against Adam Sandler. She has a stupid celebrity crush like a 17-year-old. What is she down to, a 3? I'm taking another point off for the stupid Adam Sandler crush. You're up against Adam Sandler. You gotta compete against him.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Then under interest, it says art, movies, podcasts. Okay, that's fine. Human rights and coffee. So under the human rights thing, let me guess, you're probably some type of activist. You probably have certain posters in your front lawn. No, thank you. Certain bumper stickers. I'm cool. This woman is basically a 0 at this point.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
Seven figures.
A million? 2 million?
6 foot minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something to be under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.